Welcome back again to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also CEO, founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. Very busy in these times of leadership and organizational change, helping organizations transition to this new economy and hopefully continue success along the way. With all these changes going on, we've been doing more interviews than ever before, and we're now being joined by my co-host for this segment, John Dustin, the one and only from JED Insurance. Welcome, John. We're already on the air, so I'll bring you in a second. I want to interview our guest, and that's T.D. Thompson, managing partner, Schooley Mitchell. Welcome, T.D.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you guys.
Great, and great to have John Dustin, who I think you know very well.
I do. Good to see you, John.
Good to see you, T.D.
So, T.D., tell us about Schooley Mitchell.
Okay, so Schooley Mitchell, we're not a household name, obviously, but we're actually the largest independent expense reduction firm, consulting firm in North America, which basically means we help organizations reduce operating expenses. We
so come you go in, and work. You go in and you fire people like John to clean up the overhead.
We try and save money without laying off any employees. So we focus on specific expense categories, and it's a no-risk opportunity for the client. We go in, we use our expertise of having 20,000 clients, having been in business for several decades, having over 100 analysts and consultants on staff. And in these days, with the challenge of the pandemic and all businesses suffering with drops in revenue, if you're going to improve the bottom line, reducing expenses is an easy way to do it, and that's where we help.
Jeff, I thought this was a great opportunity for entrepreneurs and for nonprofits that might be listening to look at their balance sheets and expense items on their income statement and maybe figure out a way to protect some of the, you know, the donations or whatever on the nonprofit side, the income on the for-profit side, because he does a lot of work with nonprofits as well.
Well, that's interesting, and I'm glad you brought that up, John. TD, can you give us some examples of the types of projects you might do for a profit, nonprofit? Maybe they're the same to make it more practical for any listeners.
Absolutely, I'll start with nonprofits, and as John mentioned, it's a really challenging time for nonprofits. I can speak from experience. I'm on the board of directors of a nonprofit called the Chase Home for Children, which helps at-risk youth throughout the New Hampshire seacoast. And we're right now, the challenge that nonprofits are facing, obviously, is the services that they provide are in more need than ever before. Yet with fundraisers and events being canceled, it's more and more challenging for nonprofits to raise money. So a lot of the nonprofits we work with are suffering operating deficiencies, and we help bridge that gap. So by reducing expenses, to give you an example, one of our clients in the Metro West area is a large nonprofit with over 500 employees that helps the deaf. And we went in and we're ending up helping them on all four expense categories that we focus on. The first is telecom. So all of their landlines, cell phones, and they've switched over to an online learning platform instead of helping the kids on campus. So all of the teachers and staff, they're communicating and their data usage is going through the roof. So we're helping to manage those expenses on their behalf. The second expense, go ahead.
No, keep going, sorry.
So the second expense category that we're helping an organization like that is with merchant services. So if they're receiving online donations or payments for any of their services, we make sure that they're paying the lowest possible rates for any transaction by credit card. And one thing that's interesting about that organization is not only are they helping kids on their campus that were born without hearing, they're helping people throughout the country. So they sell their hearing aids to deaf people across the country, accepting payment by credit card, and then they're shipping those products by FedEx. So we're helping reduce their credit card processing fees. We're helping reduce their shipping fees. And lastly, when they do have people back on campus, their waste removal expenses. So With that many people on campus, they have a pretty significant waste removal monthly bill in terms of recycling, waste, anything hazardous. We help reduce those costs.
Jeff, you've probably seen with your clients the supply chain, you know, reviewing your supply chain for all kinds of different things that you've been receiving. With the COVID protocols, it's kind of forced people to reinvent what they're doing. And I bet you both have seen a lot of that.
Well, yes. I mean, every client I'm talking to is looking at their business model. Some have some changed it right away, week one. Some were in the process of thinking about it. But eventually, everybody's sort of getting on that bus and realizes that it changes it's a reality now. It's a new economy. It's never going back to the old economy. I'm just wondering, TD, when you were a little boy, did you go home and like say to mom, I just cleaned out the garage, you know, made it more efficient? You know, how did you get into this business?
It's an interesting question. I started this, the Boston office of our company 3 years ago. Prior to that, I had spent 20 years in commercial real estate. So I oversaw large asset management departments. Most of the last decade, I was a company at Newton that has over $36 billion in real estate, 5 publicly traded funds, and I was handling all financial reporting and strategic aspects of that portfolio. And I was ready for a change. I went to Babson, very entrepreneurial. My dad started a computer company back in the 70s and took it public. And then he got into real estate and thoroughbred horse racing, breeding syndicates. So I always knew I wanted to have my own business. And actually, while wrapping up at Babson, I tried to launch what's now Amazon's regional model. But unfortunately, the timing of that was right after the dot-com bubble burst, and no one wanted to invest in a retail delivery business back in the early 2000s. They thought delivery was not a thing of the future. Well,
Jeff
was a little bit ahead of my time on that.
Was TD a former student of yours?
No, not a student of mine. Probably too well behaved for me. How did you two guys meet? Because, you know, John really is a very successful entrepreneur in his own right, and he seems to know everybody in the business community. So how did you know John?
So we had an informal networking meeting, and TD has a football background. So we started talking about football, and that was the rest.
Yeah. But you're not a weightlifter like John.
I am not. You know, he kind of came with the territory of playing football, but nothing on a very serious level on the weight.
Not like John. John's a real power lifter. So, TD, if somebody was looking for you in your firm, and I can't see why not everybody, not, you know, since there's no risk, I don't know why everybody wouldn't be looking at you. How would people find you and the firm right now?
SchoolyMitchell.com. So it's school with an EY on the end, Mitchell.com. So that's probably the easiest way. Email me, call me, td.thompson@schoolymitchell.com. And it's just, as you said, there's really no risk. It's, if we can't save the client money, there's literally no fee, there's no strings attached. And our success rate is off the charts. It's over 90%. So we make it really easy on the client. If they can spend about 20 minutes answering a few questions, providing us with some invoices, we're generally going to find savings for them. It's a very rare occasion where we're not able to generate savings for our clients. And as you were touching on earlier, kind of the urgency now as businesses are reinventing themselves. A perfect example is one of the large hospitals here in Metro West. I started talking to them in February. They were interested in having us help reduce expenses. The pandemic started, and I reached out to them, and I said, listen, we really love what you do. We'd love the help, but we can't even spare the 20 minutes right now. I said, okay, completely understandable. Whenever the timing is right. Well, turns out the timing was the next day. They came back to me and said, we can't afford not to have you look at this. So they dedicated 2 point people to provide the invoices, answer some questions. And now the impact that we might have on that hospital is probably over six figures. And obviously hospitals being on the front lines and their revenue is taking a huge hit while their employees are taking on that, the risk that comes with dealing with the coronavirus. It's very, very rewarding to be able to help an organization like that in times like this.
Thank you, GD. And John Dustin, reporter at large for Radio Entrepreneurs. How would someone find JED Insurance in these times?
On the internet at www.jedinsurance.com, by phone at 508-543-1067, or email john.dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N, at jedinsurance.com.
That's great. Thanks for being on again, John, and thanks for finding us these new stories of entrepreneurship. TD, thanks and continued success. We look forward to you coming back again this year and telling us more stories about how you're helping companies deal with this new economy.
Great. My pleasure. It's great speaking with you guys.
Thank you.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs.